I thought we got a lot of things, a lot of different situations practiced today. We did a backed up segment. We did a segment at the end of the game where the defense has three timeouts and the offense has to get a first down to somewhat end the game. We did some third down work and then just kind of a move the ball. So I thought we did a lot of those situations that were positive. But as you could probably tell, we got a lot of work to do.
Any conclusions about Samson Satelli from today's practice, and do you think there's any chance he could start on Friday?
I didn't draw nothing conclusive yet, Chris. When we go back up and watch the film, our coaches met with him, all day Saturday and yesterday, and so we'll see how it goes.
What are the thoughts behind the signing, Joe?
No, we're always looking for competition. We have to find the best people to give us the best chance to win games, and really nothing more than that.
He's obviously a veteran guy. Like that about him, the way he's played in the past.
We did our research, and obviously he was here, and all the people that came in contact with him in the building when he was here spoke highly of him as an individual and a person, and it seems like a good person.
What do you hope he can bring in an ideal situation?
Well, he's competing for a job. I told him he's competing for a job just like those other 14 offensive linemen are. So, we're looking for guys that play the game the right way, play with good technique, good fundamentals, good discipline, get movement in the run game and keep their guy away from the quarterback in the pass game. So he's really just like everybody else.
Joe, the offense looked a little shaky today. I think Ryan had maybe four interceptions, two pick sixes. I know you were missing some personnel. It looked like Wallace Hartline, Clay, Lamar weren't out there. What did you think of the offense?
Some of the things that you mentioned didn't look very good. I mean, we started the backed up drill. We're in a situation where you want to draw the defense off sides. You want to use different cadences to get them to jump to gain a free 5 yards. And I think we jumped twice, if I'm not mistaken. And then they ran a blitz that we didn't pick the pressure up very well. And the ball, they scored a touchdown. That stuff, you can't win in football doing that stuff. And then we had the two-minute drill, end of the game drill. We had a 2nd and 3, I believe. And we couldn't get enough guys on the line of scrimmage and got a penalty to send us back. So those type of things are a surefire way to get you beat. I don't care what level of football you're playing. So we got to clean that up.
On the other hand, though, the defense seems like they're making plays, continuing from Saturday, interceptions and things like that. What are you seeing from the defense last month of practice?
Yeah, they seem to be in pretty good rhythm. They're playing relatively well. I didn't think our tackling was great the other day when we tackled. So I think that's something that we're going to prepare these guys for. That's why we kind of did that half line drill today. We didn't do live tackling in the drill, but we got to get our guys early in the game coming downhill, attacking the running game, playing physical, and getting off blocks. So. No, possibly. We haven't gotten that far yet, James. I mean, we're going to meet probably Wednesday night and kind of decide the play time. We have some parameters. Usually what we do is in training camp, before it starts, we sit down and say, hey, boy, we'd love Cam Wake to play 65 plays in these 4 games. But, how he's going to get that, I'm just making up a number. But how we get there is kind of flexible. So we'll see how everybody comes out of the practices and make a decision. But I wouldn't rule anything out right now. Yeah, I mean, there's some decisions you have to make in the best interest of the team, getting them ready for September 7th to open the NFL regular season. That being said, it's hard to throw people out there. One of the reasons we tackled Saturday is that we want our guys to have that, not go in Friday night on the road and never having tackled in 7-8 months. There's some coaches who feel the other way, and that's fine. I felt that was the best thing to do. So,
because Shelly Smith was an early free agent signing, and because he was your first team right guard for most of the offseason program, I guess people suspected that after he moved back from center to guard, that he'd be your first team guard. We haven't seen that. Is that because Dallas Thomas has outplayed him to this point, or because you just want to look at more combinations?
More combinations, Barry, and he hasn't really gotten a lot of reps over there. We wanted to get him some work at left guard. We wanted Billy Turner to get some work at right. We're just kind of mixing the pot up. It really is not reflective. And, frankly, he just hasn't had many reps at guard period, and that's not his fault. We moved him to center early, right away in training camp. So we're nowhere near settled on a group inside. I think he's doing a good job. I like the way he comes out and practices every single day. I think he's very diligent in his preparation. He's smart. He's picked up the system extremely well. I think he's off to a good start.
Coach Jarvis Landry, what has he shown so far? They talked about how smart he is.
Well, he kind of has, those instincts, that natural. He plays the game kind of fluidly. You know, there's not a lot of hesitation. He's very decisive on the field. He's very goes after the football. Dan Campbell did a presentation to the whole team last night on just catching the football. And he was talking not just to receivers or tight ends or backs, but to defensive players and everybody. And part one is the attitude that when the ball's in the air, it's mine. And so I think Jarvis Landry possesses that type of attitude. He goes after the football. He has confidence in his ability to catch. And for the most part, he's done a good job doing that.
Did you break it down for Senator Rubio? He got it all? I know he's a huge Dolphins fan.
So. Yeah, I had a chance to say hello. We're delighted to have him here. Yeah.
In
terms of your running backs, what do you hope to see? Obviously, there's a little tackling here, but in Friday's exhibition game, what do you hope to see to sort of see if that unit starts to develop?
Good pad level when they're running the football. A little bit, some elusiveness, or make you miss. I want to see some yards after contact. I want to see them step up with their shoulders square and pass protection. You know, and when they're in the passing game, I want them to be where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there, and catch the balls that we throw to them.
I'm sorry. How much, or have you identified? I guess you could call it NFL skill. Damien Williams, the undrafted Oklahoma kid, not the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And does a play like what happened Saturday, where he's stripped by George Tripp, does that tarnish an undrafted guy's chances a lot in trying to make a team, or should that not be overstated?
Well, you want to look at the entire work that he's done. He's done a lot of good things, and he's, you know, in the opportunities he had Saturday, a lot of them, he looked very good. He looked natural. He looked physical running the ball. Obviously, ball security is a concern. You don't ever want to see the ball on the ground, so when it popped on the ground, that's certainly not going to work in his favor. But again, you can't, you know, overreact to one particular play, I don't think.
Joe, regarding Terrence Vidae, I came up to him and said, I've noticed you making plays, and he kind of smiled and said, you guys only notice the good stuff when we get in the film room. There's a lot of technique work. I know he's a seventh-rounder from a small school, but what have you noticed about Vidae out there?
Yeah. He's got great enthusiasm for the game. He's very eager to learn. He wants to get coached. He plays hard, plays fast. He's still, you know, there's a lot of things that are new to him still, and so he's learning a lot every single day, a lot of new things. Yeah, I told him one day that he had three penalties in the practice, and he looked at me like I had three heads, you know. So, I mean, you know, everything's kind of new to him, you know. But you love his enthusiasm. I mean, he's getting better. He's getting better.